Welcome to the Grow Zone, real-time adventures. With Sarah Hubner, the communications adventurer, and Kerry Temple, the outdoor adventurer. Hello, and welcome to the Grow Zone with Kerry Temple, the outdoor adventurer, and me, Sarah Hubner, the communications adventurer. Today, we're recording our fourth podcast. We're in a new phase of the COVID-19 epidemic, and a lot of things have now opened up again. We can travel a bit more within Europe, and a lot of it is still up in the air. For us, it is the first time that we're actually in the same room together creating this podcast because we're allowed to be in the same room.
Woohoo!
So over the next two podcasts, we are going to be dissecting the title of our podcast, The Grow Zone, Real Time Adventures. And we're dividing this into the two parts. And actually, funnily enough, we each came up with one part and it happened fairly quickly without too much effort, actually. So today we're going to go into the first part of our title, which is The Grow Zone. And Kerry, you came up with The Grow Zone. How come you thought of that?
I was throwing around lots of different ideas, and I have to say, I don't think there was any magic to it. We discussed what our aim is for this project, and the combination of improv events and outdoor events, and what our combined goal of this is. And I kind of knew that we're trying to create an environment to support and encourage people to develop themselves further, develop thinking further, develop everything in this world further. And I think then I knew then the zone was the right word for that we were trying to create. And then naturally growth came out of that. So yeah, that was why I threw that name into the pile of names for us to look at.
Yeah, I had to giggle when I read that name. I thought, oh, that's so suitable. Because first of all, I thought I read the grey zone, or not read, I had an association with the grey zone, which is me grey area. But we're actually not at all about grey area. We're really about growth. And my first association then is linked to the zone of proximal developments, which I remember from teacher training, and then later on, it's that area where we learn best. Mm-hmm. So it's based on, like, where are we now? And where can I go? What can I achieve? And in that zone of development, you need somebody who is skillful to help you move from one place to the next, to scaffold it. Mm-hmm. And I feel very much that's what we both do. We scaffold, we make it possible for people to achieve things themselves, to move on, and sometimes to something else that they never even thought that they would be able to achieve. And there's different ways of how we do that. In improv, like, I start with very simple activities, because often people will arrive and they will have heard improv, they'll think they'll have to be funny and witty and just have so many ideas and creative. Yet actually, you don't need to do that. If we start off simple and we go step by step, it's I can provide the scaffolding to help people to become faster in a way. But it's not necessarily about being fast. It's about listening and building. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see, and I experienced that myself when I first started improv. I say, oh, I don't know if that's ever something that I will get into. And I was lucky to have some great teachers and instructors, and that time from at the beginning where I was fearful, and then move when it became a challenge, like, oh, who wants to do this? And so feeling the excitement and knowing, yes, I'm ready, like, to, I've grown into embracing tasks and activities. So I grew from being fearful to open and maybe braver.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting to hear that's how it works in your field, because I mean, that's similar. do you think growth in that way, do you think it's something that you've got that you've got to have that as your intention, or do you think sometimes it happens without you realizing it?
I think it can be both. You can have it as an intention, and I guess people who would go for something that they are a bit fearful of, excited of, that they will then choose to want to grow, mm-hmm. even if it's not necessarily explicitly an explicit goal for them, or you often grow without noticing it. What do you think?
I think we touched on this in the last podcast, that growth happens naturally because we're constantly getting older and changing, and that's movement forward. So growth is inevitable in that respect. And we go there are times in our life where we're ready to grow and ready to take on a new challenge, and therefore we're open to it. But then there are times maybe also where we're forced into situations where we have the choice, really. Do we step up and grow to that situation, and which way do we grow with it? So yeah, so I was kind of thinking how is it when we organize and run events, we're going to deal with, obviously be working with people at different stages and different mindsets to that some that are going to be really ready to develop and push themselves and grow. But then also to how to support people who maybe aren't quite there at that point yet. Fearful of taking those steps. So yeah, that was my thought process that came through just from that then.
And I think that's our job, is to pick up people, each person where they're at. Mm-hmm. And it with improv, there are group activities. And the nice thing I find about improv is that a lot of times, like, it naturally happens within the activities that you can support, or that, and that people will pick up from the position that they're at and develop them. And a big aspect, very important aspect with that, and that also goes with the zone of proximal development. Proximal, I need to say, means that you're almost there. You're in the area of achieving that. Mm-hmm. You've got a goal, but you're not there yet. But anyway, an important aspect is the person, the leader, the trainer who is there to have a good relationship with them, trust, because we cannot learn if we don't feel trust, if we feel that we will fail in a horrible way. So we need trust.
I agree with that. Yeah.
For me, another big important aspect is flow. That's mm-hmm. something I associate with it, to get into that zone mm-hmm. of flow where I don't notice time passing, where I'm so in the moment and one thing goes from the next. And it's the artist finding exactly that area. So a task cannot be too easy and it can't be too challenging. You want to find that zone mm-hmm. where it, so I guess your heartbeat might be raised a bit if it's a physical activity. With a creative activity, I'm actually not sure what, so it's more maybe with brain waves, but you're in there, so you're not constantly criticizing yourself or self-reflecting. You're getting on with it, you're moving forward, and you don't know how long you've been doing the activity.
Yeah, that's cool. So it's, yeah, that's part of the process of growing, is that you're not even noticing that it's actually happening at that time.
Kerry, I think you've got a quote, haven't you?
Oh, I do. The comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows here.
Yep. So it's a nice place and it's a choice. And sometimes I think I don't always want to be outside of my comfort zone. We need to choose times that we're ready to grow. You don't always have to be actively pushing yourself out of the comfort zone. That's my opinion. I'm sure there's a lot of people who would contradict that. Yet I know that I don't want to, because leaving your comfort zone also means that you always have to make new choices and new decisions. And if I have to do that every time and moment, every second of the day, I would find that very exhausting. So I guess I go with the sort of a growth mindset where you want to do purposeful practice, getting from one place to the next.
Yeah. So that it's, and I think that's how you explain that you do, you're building it up step by step. So it's not one leap into something that then is going to be. I think I've heard of like your comfort zone referred to almost like an elastic band, that if you pull it too far, too quickly, yeah, you're going to snap it. And that's, you know, and it will bound back so that you're back where you started, or even your comfort zone is then even, you know, smaller and broken. You're very uncomfortable. However, if you gradually stretch it, you are going to be able to stretch it much further and sustain it to places that you ever thought possible. So it's building that up. Like you said, I like to, I'm very metaphorical as in terms of, I like to have a visual image for these things. And I think of it almost like a, as yourself and growth being like the core process, imagining planting a seed. And the seed is under, you know, under the dirt in its case, absorbing nutrients, absorbing water, absorbing all those things that it needs. And when it's ready at that moment, it takes that first step of forcing its way out of its secure, comfortable shell casing and, yeah, brings itself upwards through the soil, pokes its little head out, and then... and then grows into a little seedling, at which point it's incredibly vulnerable and it needs more support from the environment around it. So we, you know, I like planting things on my balcony, so I keep it in a nice, nice sheltered spot until it's big enough to then be planted in a nice plant box where it can flourish and thrive and grow on its own. And I think that's the process that we do, is we provide that supportive environment and we don't throw things out straight away into the harsh elements, that we provide that structure and support and loving environment to for the plant itself to have everything that it needs to stand by itself and sustain itself for the future. And I think that's that for me is what we are doing, but obviously with beautiful people instead of seeds. And I think it's something that we're giving, that what we're doing, what you're doing in improv and what I'm doing in the outdoors, is encouraging people to learn for themselves how they access their resources around them. So where they're going to get their sunlight that they need, where they're going to get their nutrients, where they're going to get their water, so that they're feeding themselves and able to be self-sufficient. And also, I think growth like that is the realization that actually we can't grow by ourselves. We need other people. We need other resources and networks and connections to support us to grow further. And it's our responsibility, as much as we're growing, to support other people in their growth as well. So it's a symbiotic relationship.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a balance also between self-management, sustaining oneself and reflection about oneself, then and supporting others and accepting help. So there's several components. Yeah, very interesting. So how do you do that specifically? How do you support and scaffold when you're out there in the outdoors? Can you give us an example?
Going in, out in the great outdoors to go on an adventure to prepare yourself for growth, we want to build this up, ourselves up, and be prepared for it, so that we're not suddenly, you know, knocked back at the first hurdle. So preparing for in the outdoors is being aware of thinking ahead about what's awaiting us? What are the maybe the risks out there? What do we need to be prepared for? Do we need to be prepared for the elements? What kind of clothing do we need? What's the weather going to be like? All sorts of practical aspects in that respect. Okay, who are we going with? What do we need to look out for? Do we need to check that everyone's okay with this and that? Do we need to look at food and people's individual requirements in that way? So all those different environment factors that are related, first of all, to ourselves as people and different needs. And then on the practical outer element side of things, so that people also feel prepared in terms of they know that they've got the right shoes or the right raincoats or, some protection to be safe and comfortable as far as possible, as we can predict.
I think improv might function a bit differently because improvisation doesn't mean that you're unprepared. However, it means that you haven't planned ahead. You're not planning ahead because you don't know what's going to happen. So we practice activities where we learn to not judge ourselves so much and to go with the flow and to become comfortable with what we say. And we practice unlocking, I guess, our creativity by losing that self-consciousness to a certain extent. Shall we play a quick game?
Yes. I like a game.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide which one. Okay. Let's do three things.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play that with three things, five things, seven things, whatever. Anyway, we are both experts. We're given a topic and you speak like an expert about that topic. It doesn't have to be true. You just need to speak with confidence.
Okay.
And also as if you're an expert, so no need to think a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kerry, three ways to walk through the English Garden in Munich.
You can walk with your dog.
One.
You can wear a sun hat.
Two.
You can skateboard.
Three things. Now, you give me a topic.
Okay. Sarah, three ways to look after your goat.
Giving it shaving water to drink.
One.
Feeding it ants.
Two.
Giving it another goat to mate with.
Three.
Those are three things.
Those are three things.
Kerry, three ways to dance in the rain.
So you could dance totally naked.
One.
You could wear a sun hat.
Two.
You can bring out your dog to dance with.
Three. Those are three things.
Sarah, three ways to eat pancakes.
With a very sharp knife.
One.
With marmalade dropping on top.
Two.
With a penguin assisting you to get it down your mouth.
Those are three things.
Yeah. Kerry, three things that make you really, really happy.
Cake.
One.
Wine.
Two.
Food.
Three. Those are three things.
Sarah, three things that make you think of the seaside.
Shells.
One.
Blue sky.
Two.
My sandals.
Three. Those are three things. Okay, Sarah, three things that you like to do in a museum.
Right.
One.
Imitate people looking at pictures.
Two.
Drink coffee secretly beyond or behind a sculpture.
Three. Those are three things to do in a museum.
So, how was that for you? Can we link this with growth?
Well, I certainly feel like I've grown through that game in different ways. yes, I think it's interesting to hear how How are different? How there are similarities between our approaches, but also there are also fundamental differences that actually the juxtaposition of the two complement each other pretty well. So it's interesting. It's always interesting to hear your perspective on this because it also influences how I integrate that into my own growth as well.
So, just sort of if we look at this game, like how that can be linked to growth. Well, one requirement is to speak with confidence. And confidence is a huge thing when you approach things. If you have go like, oh, no, I'm not sure if I can do this, rather than, okay, I can do this, you will the outcome will be so different. There's a different mindset. And I like that you hear a suggestion and you need to come up with three things right away. And a lot of times, if you had a lot of time to think about it, you may not come up with those three things, but you're just going by that. And that already opens up more ideas. Mm-hmm. So you're growing. You're already expanding your vision of things. And then the support that you get from the other people going, those are three things. So no matter what you say, everything is right.
Yes, that's and of important, yeah.
And of course, in the outdoors, not everything will be right, but you want to feel supported, I suppose, by your team. So it's building up that trust of support.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's interesting. And it is having that knowing that you're not going to fail. But in the outdoors as well, making a wrong choice, obviously there are points where you don't want to make the wrong choice, you know, in terms of a route choice that could be disastrous. But there are obviously choices. Maybe it was a different choice that gave you a different experience, but it's not necessarily a wrong choice. And that's part of teamwork and communication and supporting one another. So as a team, you also grow together. So that is also, that's another part of it. And I think that's where those games, you're growing together because you're learning a bit about each other's mindsets as well and where you're also at in that process.
Yeah, good point. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there's usually a lot of different levels to each game. Every time I play a game and then I ask, what do you get out of it? I hear answers or suggestions that I haven't thought about. And that's one thing, like that's, I guess, also linked with learning and growing. Like we pick out what we need for us at that time because it's always a reflection of ourselves too.
Yes, yeah. Can you think of something recently that has challenged you in terms of growth?
Yes, transferring to workshops online, improv workshops online, that was a challenge because improv is so much a physical thing where you're in the same space and then to have everybody on screen. So I experimented, I led several workshops, I also learned from others. And one of my biggest takeaways was to accept what is there. So not to try and squeeze in the activities the way I do them and make them, force them to work the same way as they do when we're in person, but to look at the format that I'm dealing with, which is online, and then also looking at the opportunities that you have. So with Zoom, you've got breakout rooms and then there's the screen so you can play with going closer and going further away. You can switch the camera off, which you can't do in the same way like when you're there in real life. So there's some fun things. And when I found it much easier once I went like, oh yeah, what are the opportunities that this format can offer, and that helped me and to develop and to grow. How about you?
I think a challenge that's come this way that's probably also for many of us is the social changes that are happening right now and the Black Lives Matter movement. And for me, that this is a moment of growth. We've got to have this growth mindset and look at everything in a different way and be prepared to learn and start doing things also in a different way. So I think for me at the moment, this is my area of growth. And that happens through also, branching out and using resources around you as well. and dare I feel very much at the seedling stage. But, you know, this is that for me, I think, is a recognition of at different times that you have growth in different areas and embracing that.
Black Lives Matter, that's very interesting. I'm also reading up more about that. I mean, one of my reading tasks I gave myself last year was to read literature from written novels, in particular written by women in different cultures, voices we don't often hear so much. And that is really sort of, it seems like almost a lead up to Black Lives Matter. I read a lot of literature of also women who of color who live in the US and how they have been feeling disadvantaged. And now this movement at the moment, or where it's highlighted, it seems that my personal journey is now joining the bigger societal journey that's going on. And I'm very curious about that, to see how that, where that goes and how we can grow as a society too.
Yeah. Maybe you can explain growth mindset.
Growth mindset, the way I understand it and have learned about it, usually you don't just have a growth mindset. We're on a scale between fixed to growth mindset. We usually have a growth mindset in certain areas and a more fixed mindset in other areas. And it's how we approach things. So if you have a more fixed mindset, if you go like, oh, I'm a maths person, but I'm not a language person, or I'm very good at this, but I'm not good at that. Whereas in a growth mindset, you are aware that you're not just a person like that. It's not given to you by birth. There's options, there's opportunities to develop that and to grow. And it's usually by effort, by conscious effort, that you can grow. And the backstory is very important. So to look at, where have I come from? Why am I maybe not as good at maths as somebody else? So, and it could be because their parents have to deal with numbers a lot, and their conversations at home deal a lot more about maths. Whereas like in my home, we didn't talk a lot about maths. So I don't have as much prior knowledge. So I have a different starting point. And we need to realize when we train people, where are the starting points from people? What is their backstory? Mm-hmm. And where do we pick them up? And to acknowledge that, because a lot of it is what you've put in, you get back. Mm-hmm. So I guess my biggest takeaway from this session and this talk is how growth is a communal thing. It can't happen by itself. We all can grow, yet we need others to support us in that growth. We need the trust. We need others to help us, to scaffold, to give us the right amount of scaffolding. And we also do that for others. And even that can be part of the growth process that will help us to advance from one state to another.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's been interesting to discuss the two sides to growth. We didn't kind of touch on the fact that you always have this term growing pains, that going through growth isn't always comfortable, but I think you get that through our discussions, that, you know, you're going outside your comfort zone, you're pushing yourself, and it's not necessarily comfortable at the time. However, the effect and the reward is something that's fantastic and fun. And I think that comes through the game side and the improv side of thing, that yes, there's that there are growing pains, but there are the rewards and the sweet side of it, the other side of it, where you've moved forward. And I'd like to finish on another quote, if I can, Sarah.
In a second, because I just want to add to that. Yeah. Because with okay. So you mentioned the improv side, and I can take the outdoor side, and like going on a really long hike where there's some challenging parts, and then and it's not always that much fun, because it can be scary, or it's just exhaustion kicks in, or maybe at some point I'm aching, but then the feeling afterwards, and And also the rewards you get, the views and being in nature, I think that is amazing. So there's it's also the process isn't always that easy. There can be growing pains and literally growing pains at you for a hike or outdoors. But then in the end, it just everything comes together and you feel so much better and more confident and happy.
So, yeah, absolutely. Agreed.
So what's your quote?
So my quote is from the American writer Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it is, "A mind once stretched by a new idea never returns to its original dimensions."
Very nice. Thank you.
And on that note, I'm looking forward to discussing our real-time adventures next time.
Yes, me too. Which will probably be in about half an hour. Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Grow Zone Real-Time Adventures. For more adventures and information, check out www.sarahhoopner.de/thegrowzone or 4elements.eu.